For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. The Ohio Valley's opioid crisis has given rise to a new health threat. The region now has some of the nation's highest risk areas for outbreaks of needle-borne disease, such as HIV. Health experts say a needle exchange is a good defense, but some exchange programs face public opposition. That was the case in Bourbon County, Kentucky, where local officials had twice rejected the idea. Mary Meehan has more.
Kentucky's HIV/AIDS educator Greg Lee starts the meeting on a somber note.
How many of you have known of someone who's died from an overdose?
Most of the people in the crowd raise their hands. The meeting is at the Bourbon County Health Department. It's just next to the county's drug rehab, and it's down the hill from a playground where used needles are found far too often. For 2.5 years, there's been fierce opposition and 2 failed votes over a needle exchange. But all the key players are gathered one more time.
My name is Mike Williams. I'm the county judge executive of Bourbon County. I was determined we were going to vote.
I'm Cecil Foley, magistrate from Bourbon County. I was dead against it, to be honest with you.
My name is Joe Turner. I'm the founder of Recovery Warriors. Going into the meeting, I knew it was going to be an uphill battle.
Early speakers showed Turner might be right, with many saying addicts were just looking for a handout.
Sell the needles to their friends.
And this kind of program takes them away from having to do that.
I'm not sure if it does.
But amid the cynicism, there is sympathy as well. When Magistrate Foley uses the word druggies, some in the audience push back.
We are enabling druggies to break the law. That's illegal.
These are not druggies. These are human beings.
Foley told me later that that caught him off guard.
No, I was surprised that they came back that hard. Yeah, I know they're human beings. I mean, I've got a nephew that's in jail right now for using drugs.
As the meeting continues, Turner, who works with addicts every day, speaks next.
I am a recovering addict. There's some people standing in this room that have arrested me more times than I can count.
And now he's helping others, including Foley's nephew.
They want help. They will bum a ride, they will take a bicycle, they will hot-foot it here to get a clean needle. They beg me for help.
The tone of the meeting starts to shift as folks like Magistrate Don Minky share personal tragedies.
I just lost a brother-in-law that OD died. I just lost his son. Just lost his son, 24 years old. He'd been missing for about a week, and they found him last week, OD, in a motel room.
At this point, Magistrate Foley seems to be having second thoughts, but he says a needle exchange program is still a tough sell for his constituents.
If this passes, and if I vote for it, I'm expecting you all to go out into the public and help us explain why we approved this issue.
Send them all to
my office. But hey, out in the county, I've not found anybody that's in favor of a needle exchange.
The room goes silent as Judge Executive Williams calls for the vote.
Judge Williams?
Yes.
Esquire Foley?
Yes.
Esquire Mason?
No.
Motion passes.
After the meeting, Foley and Williams reflect on why the measure was approved.
It's more a safety issue, and it's to prevent the spread of disease and to save money.
Williams offers this final advice to other leaders.
And just continue to focus on the facts.
The needle exchange program begins in May. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan in Bourbon County, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.